Much like in the rest of the country, the Supreme Court decision yesterday upholding the Affordable Care Act has its supporters and detractors in New York State. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
How do you guys feel about the mandate still being in place? Let me hear you.
Some central New Yorkers celebrated yesterday's Supreme Court decision with cake and balloons in the shadow of the federal building in Syracuse. Supporters of the legislation and members of Health Care for All New York say the decision is good news. Spokeswoman Lanika Mabry says access to health care is a right.
It's not a luxury. It should not be only accessible to, those that can come out of pocket and to those that, rely on subsidy. Everyone should be able to take advantage and have a health care plan.
On the other side of the issue, some members of the business community. The National Federation of Independent Business calls the decision a deep disappointment. New York State Director Mike Durant says it doesn't recognize the difficulties New York State businesses deal with every day.
In states such as New York that has such a high cost of doing business, that's so heavily regulated, to put another mandate in place that is going to drive up more costs completely lacks the true understanding of what it takes to own and operate a business.
Durant says the law will increase costs, and he says many of his group's members say they won't be able to sustain employment numbers in light of it. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.